In black and white, a globe spins against the backdrop of dark storm clouds. An old-fashioned propeller plane encircles the globe. Words appear on the globe. A universal picture. An insignia shows two people looking up at the stars. Atmosphere Pictures, MM. In flickering white letters, Universal Pictures and Atmosphere Entertainment MM present a Mark Canton, Bernie Goldman and Romero Grunwald production in association with Wild Bunch and Ranger Kim. George A. Romero's Land of the Dead. Smoke envelops the film's title. A caption reads, "Some time ago."
Dead people.
The recently departed.
Unburied human corpses are returning to life and feeding on the living.
Stay inside.
Do not try to leave your homes. They seem to survive by eating human flesh.
Everyone who dies will become one of them. If you are bitten, you will just become one of them that much sooner.
They're not your neighbors and friends. Not anymore.
My wife had a heart attack. Got up and came after me like a banshee from hell. I put a curling iron through her head.
The head.
The brain.
They must be destroyed as quickly as possible. There's no time for funeral arrangements.
There's no time to dig a hole so you can drop these things in the ground.
As long as we're alive, they ain't never gonna run out of food.
The day they do, it'll mean only one thing. We're all dead.
This is not only a local or a regional phenomenon.
Cities are under siege.
Corpe morte mangia vivi.
Catastrophe światowa. Humains sont partout.
If these creatures ever develop the power to think, to reason, even in the most primitive way.
People are said to be establishing outposts in big cities and raiding small rural towns for supplies, like outlaws.
A caption appears over hordes of marching zombies silhouetted against the moonlight in a town. Today. Nighttime in Uniontown. A large defunct arrow-shaped sign reads, "Eats." A couple of rotting zombies shuffle around a bench beneath the drooping branches of a tree. More listless zombies appear and amble around the park by the town's clapboard church. A stick-thin zombie woman with stringy grey hair gawps. Zombies wield instruments on a bandstand. One of the monstrous living cadavers taps a tambourine, while another plays the tuba. A white-faced and bleeding zombie couple approach a petrol station. The male zombie treads on a rubber tube. As the zombie attendant exits the petrol station, two men, Riley and Mike, hunker down behind a fence nearby.
They're trying to be us.
No, they used to be us.
Learning how to be us again.
No way. Some germ or some devil got those things up and walking, but there's a big difference between us and them. They're dead.
The attendant mans the petrol pump.
It's like they're pretending to be alive.
Isn't that what we're doing? Pretending to be alive.
Riley uses binoculars.
He knows we're here.
The attendant's badge reads Big Daddy. He snarls at the zombie couple.
Christ. It's like he's talking to them.
The zombie couple approach the fence with their arms outstretched.
Let's go.
Young Mike follows rugged 30-something Riley away from the fence. A gang of men chuck boxes from the back of a truck onto a filthy dumping ground, where a worm and muck-covered corpse begins to move. The gang's leader, Cholo, shoots the corpse.
A whole lot of trash this week.
That's life, bro. A whole lot of trash. Trick is not to get in with it.
Swarthy 20-something Cholo helps the other guys tip the box on its side. Blood seeps from between the wooden box's cracks. In town, an armed posse of guerrilla fighters prepare. Mike and Riley approach. Behind them, a man with a scarred face appears from the shadows. Mike spins and points his gun.
Are you any good with that kid? Because I'm real good with mine.
Put it away, Charlie. Don't be so jumpy, kid. What are you doing?
Watching your back. I don't like it when you go off without me.
I told you to get things ready.
I got things ready. Then I come to watch your back.
Christ, this is like a
bad dream.
I had a bad dream. Hell yes. Just look at me, you can tell I have terrible dreams.
Riley, what's your 20?
We checked out the town. There's plenty of supplies, but a lot of walkers. Where's Cholo?
He dumped the trash and he's on his way back. We're ready to go in.
Okay, put some flowers in the graveyard.
Fireworks explode in the night sky.
Flowers in the graveyard. Why do you call them that, Riley? I don't get it. These here flowers ain't the kind you lay down on the ground. These here are sky flowers, way up in heaven.
That's why I love you, Charlie, because you still believe in hell.
Lord, yeah.
Charlie points at the sky. He stands next to a truck covered in weapons and armor. Written on the truck's armor in red, Dead Reckoning. In the driver's seat is a blonde female called Pretty Boy. She looks around as a guy loads fireworks. The fireworks shoot from a cannon on top of Dead Reckoning and explode in the sky. Riley spots Cholo's truck as it pulls up.
Driving.
Riley, looks like God's let the phone off the hook, huh, baby? Hey, go get my ride. Get yours, too. Somebody look like shit, man. Did I tell you not to bang chicks with problems worse than you? When are you gonna listen to me?
You done?
I'm never done, baby. Why?
Town's full of walkers.
Yeah, but every town's full of walkers.
No, these guys, they're not just walking. It's like they're communicating. They're thinking. And there's something going on.
What? They're dumb, Riley? Well, hell, dead folks is near as dumb as me.
You learned to make yourself useful, didn't you, Charlie?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Make yourself useful. Come on, let's get to work before I forget what it is I do for a living. Come on.
Hey, Cholo, I'm talking to you.
Cholo turns around.
What? Things are changing. Just be careful. We go in, we do our job, and we get the fuck out of there. Everyone alive. Now, you take command of this unit, you can run it any way you like. But tonight, it's my last night out. I don't want any fuck-ups.
Oh, so that's what it's about, huh? You're not gonna dump these recycled delinquents on me. I don't want to take command. Because you know what? Tonight's my last night too, baby.
To Mike.
Hey, you. Give me a little nose picker. You've been with Riley all day, painting the town beige. I'm gonna show you how it's done. Come on.
What'd he do? Win the lottery or something?
On a motorbike.
How come you guys always go out at night? Wouldn't it be safer in the daytime? Fireworks, kid. Stenchers can't keep their eyes off them.
A cleaver-wielding zombie peers up at the fireworks. A couple of teenage girl zombies gawp at the sky. The tambourine zombie stumbles off the bandstand. By Dead Reckoning, Cholo and Mike hair off on Cholo's motorbike. Another bike bears a tattered Stars and Stripes flag. A pickup full of armed men cruises past as Riley and Charlie board a jeep and set off after them. In the front garden of a dilapidated house, the zombies stare up at the exploding fireworks. Big Daddy lurches between the gawping zombies. The guerrilla fighters approach. As they motor past, they take out some of the distracted zombies. Big Daddy pushes some zombies out of harm's way. He grabs a zombie by the hair as it's shot through the neck. The zombie's head comes off. Big Daddy holds the head and observes it as it continues to gawp at the fireworks. Big Daddy drops the zombie's head, which rolls down some steps. Big Daddy is a tall, burly, bald zombie with sharp yellow teeth. He stamps on the severed head, then roars at the sky. By a supermarket.
Number one, how's the food?
Mostly canned stuff. I'd stay away from the fish.
Distracted zombies loiter as the team loads up.
Number two, what's your location?
Drugstore. Need an aspirin? I got a million of them.
Antibiotics. We need antibiotics.
They stop and look up at the sky.
They're gone. Sky flowers. They're gone. Oh, that's not good, is it?
No, it's not good.
By the bandstand, the tambourine zombie looks down from the sky and shuffles away. From the Jeep, Riley spots an approaching zombie and shoots it through the eye.
Sorry, Riley, I should have seen that thing.
Nice shooting.
That's good shooting, Charlie. No such thing as nice shooting. Pretty boy, what the fuck is going on?
Fireworks are jammed. We're getting on.
Shut her down!
Everyone, out of town.
All right, let's go! Go! Die! Go, 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 go!
The team by the supermarket head off in the truck, firing on the zombies as they go.
2 minutes!
Pretty boy, lay down some cover.
Get on the guns!
The crew aboard Dead Reckoning take their positions as Pretty Boy fires up the engines. Cholo stops his motorbike further up the road. Mike sits behind him. Dead Reckoning arrives in town and opens fire on the zombies. Hordes of zombies are mown down.
I thought this was gonna be a battle. It's a fucking massacre.
Dead Reckoning has automatic guns on the front grille and manually operated machine guns poke through slits in the armor. More zombies drop, Dead Reckoning's guns stop. Outside an abandoned off-license, Cholo pulls up next to another biker, Foxy.
Cholo. Hey, Cholo. We got a problem. Fireworks are down.
Oh, yeah. It's nice and peaceful, ain't it?
Cholo, where are you?
I'm just getting some supplies, some essential supplies, just like my job description entails.
Nothing in there but booze. Booze ain't essential. A jug of good Kentucky goes for 1,500 back in town.
But you gotta get out of there.
Cholo.
God damn it.
Riley starts the Jeep up and drives away. Foxy enters the offie. He shines a torch at the racks of booze as Cholo and Mike follow him inside. Foxy and Mike scan the aisles with torches and guns raised. Mike has a submachine gun. Foxy holds a pistol. Cholo.
All right, Foxy, sharp to you drop, baby.
You know it, brother.
Yeah, because getting them stinking drunk is the only way you're going to get laid. When's the last time you got laid? I forget. When's the last time you got laid? Fox, I don't care about love. All I care about is money.
That's all I want, baby.
Ah, yes.
A zombie appears.
Foxy!
It wrestles with Cholo.
I can't get a shot!
Cholo! Cholo! Hold on! Hold on!
Cholo punches the rotten-looking ghoul in the face.
I got him! Cholo, I got him! No, I got him!
Cholo holds the zombie's head up and fires a harpoon through its jaw and brain. Cholo shakes the dead stench. Foxy approaches.
Hey, bro. Do me a favor, will ya? Next time, just let me take the fucking shot. Fucking cowboy.
Yeah, stop being a pussy, man.
Yeah, I got what I need.
He chucks the mustachioed Foxy a box of champagne that he spotted when the zombie attacked.
A little something extra, too.
A cigar stand.
Nice.
He empties the stand.
Hey, kid, pick that up.
As Mike leans over the counter, a zombie in a security outfit bites his wrist. The zombie crawls along the floor, chewing Mike's flesh as Mike stumbles outside, holding his bleeding wrist. Cholo looks up as Mike collapses onto the store's porch. The zombie lurches out as Riley pulls up. Riley rises and shoots it through the head. As the zombie collapses, Riley rushes over to Mike.
I'm bit.
Yeah, you're bit. I'm gonna leave you here. I'm gonna get you out of here, okay?
No! I will not become one of those things!
Riley, step aside.
No, you put that thing away.
Riley, come on, step aside.
I said put it away.
Mike pulls a handgun and shoots himself in the mouth. Riley eyes the sticky patch of blood on the wall behind him. Cholo puts the harpoon back into his boot holster and mounts his bike. He rides off, followed by Foxy, whose bike has a sidecar. Charlie, who wields an old-school M1 carbine rifle, exchanges a glance with Mike, who gets on his radio.
This is Riley. Cease fire. Repeat. Cease fire. Let's pack it up. We're gonna call it a night.
The laughing bikers race through a crowd of zombies. Big Daddy reaches out and nabs a gun off the back of a passing biker. Big Daddy eyes the weapon as the team convenes on the road. Riley and Charlie zip by in the Jeep as bikes circle. The The convoy heads away from Uniontown. Dead Reckoning brings up the rear. The crowd of shuffling zombies watches the convoy leave, then steps out into the road over the bodies of some fallen zombies. Big Daddy watches Dead Reckoning retreat over the brow of the hill. Big Daddy holds the assault rifle in his hands and eyes it as the cleaver-wielding butcher zombie approaches him. Big Daddy slings the rifle over his shoulder using the weapon's strap as the butcher zombie gets in line behind him. The herd of living corpses stride off stiffly together down the road, led by Big Daddy. Some of the zombies in the following crew include a teenage girl with half her cheek missing, the white-faced young couple, and the tambourine zombie who wears a battered, stripy jacket. Daytime, grey clouds hang in the sky above Fiddler's Green, a tall pointed skyscraper that sits amongst other buildings on a triangular spit of land between two rivers. Outside a depot across the water, Dead Reckoning undergoes repairs. Some of the guerrilla fighter team unload the goods from a truck and take them into the busy depot. Riley and Charlie walk down some steps and stop by a wrapped up body. Riley spots Mike's ID. The two men sit on the lowered tailgate of a pickup stocked with drinks.
Shit happens, right?
Only if you let it, Charlie.
The pickup sets off along a rail system. On a TV...
Life goes on. Fiddler's Green, in the heart of one of America's oldest and greatest cities. Bordered on three sides by mighty rivers, Fiddler's Green offers luxury living in the grand old style. Dine at one of six fine restaurants. Look for that perfect gift in our fully stocked shop.
And it sure did used to make it sound nice.
Yeah. Still sounds nice to me.
Riley and Charlie arrive under Fiddler's Green.
Appreciate that difference.
I'm not gonna be around no more?
Come on, you little bitch. You can come up and party with me anytime you want.
Water drips on Charlie.
Life goes on.
I hate going under the river.
Cholo.
Shit, let's get out of here, Foxy.
Yeah, man.
Back off, Riley. Just back the fuck off, because I'm not in the mood.
Oh, you think that kid was in the mood?
The look into the risk, man. He took the job like we all took the job knowing the risk.
Exactly, the job. You know what the job is, Cholo? It's to bring things in that people need, not to make a few extra bucks selling liquor on the street.
What, you talking about this? This for me and my new friends to celebrate. That's what that's for.
Kid died out there on the street tonight so that you can fucking celebrate.
Hey, Riley, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of my old man. Nice guy, I loved him and all that, but he was a dumbass. Never went for anything, so he never had anything. What do you got, Riley? Nothing. I'm gonna have my own place, man. My own goddamn place.
You're dreaming, Cholo. They won't let you in there, they wouldn't let me in there. We're the wrong kind.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Isn't it time? Isn't it your time for Fiddler's Green?
Riley and Charlie leave the subway and head past skyscrapers through the deserted streets downtown. Cholo carries the boxes of champagne and cigars towards the weapons storage desk in Fiddler's Green. He shows his ID.
The more supplies unit.
What's in them boxes?
Essential supplies. For Kaufman.
Cholo surrenders his harpoon gun. Later, he ascends an escalator into the atrium of Fiddler's Green. Cholo passes well-to-do types enjoying waiter service at restaurants and window shopping in luxury boutiques. Cholo passes an ornate cage housing several canaries. Outside, Charlie and Riley head through a metal detector as they enter the ghetto zone.
Can I ask you a stop, sir?
Quitting time, Dick.
You're gonna need this to get back in.
And I said quitting time, I meant quitting time.
To Riley.
Hey, babe.
The streets are crowded.
The only way to the Father is through me, say it.
So, Riley, you want to go get a drink? I mean, just look at me. You can tell I could use a drink.
You know, Charlie, why don't you go ahead and I'll catch up.
Oh, whoa, where are you going?
I gotta see a man about a car.
Oh.
Charlie follows Riley.
Oh, a car.
Armed soldiers patrol crash barriers beneath a gigantic double underpass. A jeep arrives. A veteran soldier dismounts and leads two rookies over to a computer terminal, showing the triangular area around Fiddler's Green.
All right, here's the deal. Rivers protect us on two sides. Bridges are all blocked up. The only overland access is here, called the Throat.
And these fences go all the way across?
Half a mile, both ways.
Beyond the fence...
Stent. High noon.
Shit.
The veteran observes the lone zombie.
They don't come around here much anymore. It's like they've learned they can't get in.
The stench is zapped on the fence.
Take his fucking face off.
The blonde female soldier in the watchtower takes aim and opens up on the stranded zombie who's blown to pieces. In the ghetto...
How long are you gonna let Coffin push around? You like shining his shoes, pressing his pants? He didn't build that place. He just took it over. Kept the best for himself and left us with a slum to live in. But if there was enough of us, if all of you would join up, we could make this a fit place to live in.
Dad, look who's here.
Riley Dimble. I used to work with him, bringing in toothpicks for the bastards to pick at their gums.
Well, and food and other stuff for all of us.
Remember this, Riley.
Both of you. Together, we'd be unstoppable.
No one's unstoppable, Mulligan. You're worried about being locked out, and I see that. I can't help but think we're all locked in. I'm looking for a world where there's no fences. Here, antibiotics for your boy.
Thanks.
As Riley and Charlie head off, Mulligan turns to his coughing son.
You all right, son?
I'm fine, Dad.
Cholo enters Kaufman's luxurious penthouse in Fiddler's Green.
Mr. DeMora.
Boss.
How was Uniontown?
Dead.
Death intrudes on us even here in the city, I'm afraid. Thank you for disposing of that little matter for me this morning.
Well, that's what I'm here for, boss, to take care of any problems you got. And look, I got you a little present, a little souvenir from town.
Cigar smoke wafts over Kaufman's armchair, which faces the window. Unpacking the champagne.
I know you're used to better vintage than this, but it's the best we got. Little champers, take the edge off things. There we go.
Beady-eyed, gray-haired Kaufman turns and watches Cholo.
Well, this is very extravagant.
Yeah, well, I can afford it. Oh, with the 20 grand you owe me from last night and the money from all the other nights together, I got enough of my own place.
You mean here in the green?
Yeah, why not?
Kaufman stands.
I'm sorry, Mr. DeMora, but there's a very long waiting list.
Well, how long?
Well, this is an extremely desirable location. Space is very limited.
You mean restricted, don't you?
Well, I do have a board of directors and I have a membership committee. They have to approve.
Don't do this to me. Don't. How long have I been working for you? 3 years? Taking out your garbage, cleaning up after you? And then you're gonna say I'm not good enough? Let me tell you something. You're gonna let me in. Because I know what goes on around here. Do your committee members know what the fuck is going on with the garbage? So you're gonna let me in, hear me?
Maybe we could talk about this when you're a little less excited.
Kaufman activates a radio that he's holding, then a uniformed security guard enters and approaches the pair. Kaufman grins at Cholo, who eyeballs his boss and offers a hollow smile. Cholo nods briefly, then heads out of the room past the security guard.
I won't be needing this man anymore.
Cholo looks back over his shoulder as the security guard follows him out of the room. In a stairwell, the armed guard catches up with Cholo. Cholo elbows the guard, then disarms him and headbutts him to the floor. Cholo grabs the guard's dropped handgun.
Se jodió. Por lo suave.
He slips the gun into his waistband. Outside, Big Daddy leads the growing gang of zombies across a deserted wasteland. He stops at a fence by the depot. Big Daddy slaps the boarded up fence, then turns to the butcher zombie who grips a meat cleaver. Big Daddy leads him towards the fence. Butcher zombie hacks away at the boards. The watching crowd of zombies tilt their heads as a jagged hole appears in the fence. Butcher Zombie shuffles out of the way as the growling Big Daddy approaches the damaged board and looks through. Fiddler's Green stands tall on the horizon. Big Daddy jumps back as he spots struggling zombies strung upside down with shooting targets wrapped around their bodies. Big Daddy grimaces as he peers through the hole in the fence. In the ghetto, Riley pushes back a tarpaulin and enters a garage with Charlie. A sick-looking hobo loiters.
What you doing in the car?
What car? That car drove out of this town 3 years ago.
No. I bought a car. It was right there yesterday. There were two guys working on it.
There was nobody here this morning.
Son of a bitch.
What happened, Riley? Did you get fucked?
Come with me.
You got fucked!
In a crowded arena, a young girl has her photo done with two chained-up zombies. On another stall, a chained-up zombie is shot with a paint gun. A sexily dressed waitress serves drinks. A burly guy buys a hot dog from a vendor. A topless girl poses in a booth as a bespectacled guy takes bets on a spinning wheel.
Roach. Hey, how's it going?
I've been better. Where's Chihuahua?
Around the back.
A lot of action in here today.
We've got a new kind of game.
What are they betting on?
Black and red. Who wins the fight?
Stenches don't fight.
They do when there's food.
What's on the menu? Cat or dog?
I told you. Today it's something new. Who do you want, black or red?
60 on black.
A sexily dressed 20-something girl is shoved into the fighting cage. She looks up at the two spray-painted zombies in there with her. The pretty girl, who's called Slack, rises and kicks the cage door, which is locked. Riley heads through the carnival and spots a little guy, Chihuahua, in a cowboy hat. In the cage, Slack fends off the chained-up zombies. Riley grabs Chihuahua.
What the fuck happened to my car?
What? They're fixing it up!
No. I went to the garage. There's nothing there. Your guys aren't there, and my car is not there.
This is not me. I did not do this to you. I'm your friend, Buffy.
Well, be my friend and get my fucking car back, or I'll have to carry you out of here inside that fucking hat.
Riley dumps Chihuahua on the floor, and the little guy hurries over to the bar, where he finds his bouncer, Roach.
This guy could be trouble. Keep him busy.
Roach goes.
You have a drink?
The bar girl pours a drink.
Let me have my gun.
In the cage, Slack tries to climb the fence, but is stopped by the barbed wire. She kicks out. Roach approaches Riley.
That's a blood run last night, huh? I heard you got some money in your pocket.
Not interested.
I can show you how to turn that money into more
money. I'm not interested.
Riley spots the cage as the black zombie rips Slack's coat off, and the watching crowd go wild. Slack goes for the fence again. The red zombie claws at her. Riley frowns as the zombies grab Slack. He aims his gun. Riley takes out both zombies with headshots, the crowd fully in panic. Slack spots Chihuahua aiming a pistol at Riley's back. She kicks the fence by Riley and he bounces clear of Chihuahua's shot. Charlie aims a six-shooter at Chihuahua, who scurries off. Charlie pockets the pistol, then aims his M1 carbine. He licks his finger and wets the sight as he calmly traces Chihuahua's path through the crowd, then squeezes the trigger. Blood fountains from Chihuahua's head as he drops. Charlie looks round at Riley, who shoots the cage door open, then spots Slack face down, unmoving on the ground, surrounded by blood.
Oh, shit.
He aims his gun at her head, then she looks round.
Hey, on the right.
The arena empties as Riley hunkers down by Slack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Raven-haired Slack eyes Riley from under her sharp fringe.
I've seen you around.
Seen you around too, working the streets.
Well, you were checking me out.
Armed police enter the arena.
What the hell happened here?
Someone shot the little fat man.
I see that. You're under arrest.
Riley, Charlie, and Slack sit in separate prison cells. Charlie grips the bars as Slack tends to her wounded arm.
Hey.
What?
Why you? Why'd the little fat man throw you in there with them things?
Wasn't the little man. It's the big man. Mr. K. He's got his fingers and everything here. If he can drink it, shoot it up, fuck it, gamble on it. It belongs to him.
Didn't answer the question. He asked you why.
I know what he asked me.
Riley and Slack eyeball each other through the bars.
They found out I was helping out Mulligan and his people. Tired of eating bones while he's having a steak.
Me too, but every place is the same.
Places with people. I'm gonna find a place where there's no people. North. Canada.
Well, to get a way out, I'm coming with you.
No, Riley likes to be alone. He might take me, because he says having me around is pretty much the same as being alone. And because I can make myself useful and I can shoot.
I can shoot. I can be pretty fucking useful. I had training. I was gonna join the Army of the Green. Till somebody figured I'd be a better hooker than a soldier.
You know, I don't want to hear your fucking story. Everyone's got a story, and I am sick of hearing it.
What's your story, Riley?
I don't have one. Nothing bad ever happened to me. Till everything changed.
Everything changed for all of us.
Slack, who smokes a rollie she pulled from her boot, turns around as the police lead Mulligan past their cells.
Hey, Mulligan!
Mulligan looks up as he passes Charlie, then Riley.
What are they gonna do? Kill him?
Not right away. First, they try to get him to talk about people like me.
Outside in the ghetto, smiling kids watch a puppet show.
Fox, get the guys, we're going out.
Want me to call Riley?
No, forget Riley, just us. Come on, Lux.
Foxy pays for some noodles.
First.
Shit, man, you win. You got it right in the brain.
That's right.
Double or nothing.
Nighttime outside the depot.
Hey, Brubaker, who'd you blow to get this cushy job, huh?
Charlie, you bum, how's it going?
Where's Riley? He's retired. Taking the truck out.
It's from yesterday.
What? You shouldn't be. You quit drinking, man. What the hell's that?
Relax, it's just target practice.
Barrett, stop scratching around back there. I'm ain't gonna fuck up my shot.
I'm not doing nothing, man. I'm just standing here.
Barrett and Gus, the two soldiers taking pot shots at a giant inflatable man, exchange a nervous glance with each other. Long-haired Barrett swings a spotlight round and scans the long grass behind them. He peers into the gloom and shakes his head.
There's nothing there, man.
So what the hell's that, screaming practice?
Attention! They're all over the place!
A herd of zombies approaches the wire fence nearby.
Let's make a move, come on.
Soldiers open fire at the clawing zombies as Cholo's team head off.
All right, go, 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 go!
Brubaker looks at the wavering fence.
Christ.
Cholo's team board Dead Reckoning.
Mouse, take that. Cholo, should we send up some sky flogs?
It ain't no fight, Fox. Snitches want to get in Letterman. Come on.
Okay.
Everybody get busy.
The soldiers fire on the zombies, who topple the fence into the depot.
That's our way out.
Should we do something about this?
That's our way out. Get us there.
Pretty Boy starts up the truck. Outside, Brubaker looks terrified, then frowns as he opens fire on the encroaching zombie crowd. A soldier rappels from the watchtower. A big zombie grabs him and bites him.
No! Get out of here! No! No!
No! Big Daddy grips his assault rifle as Dead Reckoning rolls past him. He fires at the floor. Big Daddy looks surprised, then aims the rifle at the truck. Massive explosions rock the depot as Dead Reckoning rolls out. Zombies feast on fallen soldiers. A bleeding zombie picks up a severed finger and munches on it. The zombie hordes stop feasting and rally round Big Daddy. The zombies head towards Fiddler's Green, which glitters in the distance.
Kaufman.
The one that got away.
That's right. Remember you said we should talk when I was less excited? Well, I'm a lot less excited right now.
What do you want, Mr. DeMauro?
Well, you might have noticed that I had to leave in a hurry, so I didn't get a chance to take my money out of your bank. I'd like you to handle that withdrawal for me, with interest. $5 million. I'm gonna blow you out of your fucking castle, because I've got Dead Reckoning.
That's unfortunate.
Well, unfortunate for you, perhaps. Now, I want you to put that money on a boat. Send it across the river to the south side, 10th Street Pier. One man to drive the boat, no more. You have till midnight, that's 2.5 hours. Now, I won't be there and Dead Reckoning won't be there, but I'll know if it happens and I'll know if it doesn't happen. Copy?
Sutherland, a board member, is with Kaufman.
Trouble?
In a world where the dead are returning to life, the word trouble loses much of its meaning. He wants money.
Pay him.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. We have other options.
In the cells.
Denbo. Give me Denbo. Get up. You're coming with me.
Riley rises.
Where are you taking him?
Don't worry.
Hey, then where are you taking him?
Charlie grips the bars of his cell as Riley is led away.
You take care of him, huh?
Hell yeah. He pulled me out of the fire. It was bad. Just look at me, you can tell it was bad.
Slack looks away from Charlie's half-disfigured face. Riley is led into Kaufman's plush penthouse. Kaufman smokes a cigar.
Mr. Denbo, can I offer you a drink?
I don't drink. Why am I here?
Well, we want you to repossess a vehicle that belongs to us, a vehicle that you designed, Mr. Denbo. Dead Reckoning has been stolen by your second-in-command, who I want captured or killed. And I want my $2 million piece of equipment returned.
My truck?
My truck. Which has guns. Powerful guns. It'll do a great deal of damage if they're aimed at this city.
Well, why don't you just send out your troops?
I can send 50 men against that thing, and they come back in body bags. Now, Cholo was your man. Maybe you can get close enough to do what has to be done.
Well, it's a good thing I'm still in town. So I put a car. I was going to drive out of here, but it disappeared. I guess someone didn't want me to leave.
Well, you're a very popular man.
Kaufman stands and approaches Riley.
How much of your service is going to cost me?
A vehicle? Enough weapons and ammunition to go north?
But there's nothing up north.
That's the idea. There's one more thing, my friends. They go with me.
Take them.
Riley turns to go.
Can you find Dead Reckoning? Quickly.
How quickly?
Midnight.
Have a way.
Cholo consults Teenager Mouse on the doorstep of Dead Reckoning.
Mouse, there are three things a man must do alone. Be born, die, and, well, we all know the other one, don't we?
Okay, Cholo, just don't leave me here alone too long.
2 hours max. Give me a call. Let me know if we're rich or not.
All right, 2 hours.
Yeah. Give him some for the nerves.
Something for the nerves.
A tin of cigarettes.
Stay real.
Okay.
Burly crew member Anchor shuts the door, and Dead Reckoning rolls away in a cloud of smoke, leaving Mouse alone on the docks with his skateboard. Hunching, Mouse scans around with a weak hand torch. He primes a handgun as he rolls along the dock on his skateboard. He rolls into the chained-up doors of a boat shed. Mouse peers nervously through the crack in the door, then slowly backs away. Mouse spots the chain hanging loose and grabs it. He pulls the door open and holds the gun up as he scans the inside of the shed. It's dark, and apparently empty. Mouse turns his back on the doorway, kicks his skateboard into his hands, and enters the shed. The city skyline glowers darkly from across the river as Mouse settles down inside the boat shed. Mouse takes a rolly from the tin that Anchor gave him and lights it up. Mouse jumps up, then spots a rat nearby. He takes a puff of his fag and looks relieved. At weapon storage, a soldier watches Slack, who's in her bra.
Can't believe you guys are turning him into a fucking Boy Scout.
Not a boy.
Hey, you don't have to come out if you don't want to.
You didn't say that. Some shit, though. Going out to save Kaufman's ass.
I'm not doing this for Kaufman. This is for the people in the city. What do you think's gonna happen to them if Cholo shells the green?
Okay. I'm with you.
Oh, no, I like the ones I already got.
This piece fires 14 rounds a second.
I don't normally need that many.
I don't normally talk to retards.
Riley approaches the soldier.
Pretty easy to make fun of some people, huh? Make a whole lot of fun out of you.
Hey, I'll take this one.
To Riley.
He thinks he's taking care of you.
He does. Without his guns, I'd be dead by now.
Oh, without you, he'd be dead by now.
Fair trade.
Riley. These guys are coming.
Gentlemen. And lady. Mr. Kaufman thought you could use some support.
Don't need any.
Nevertheless, Manolette.
Manolette. Named after the bullfighter.
Monica.
You can call me Martin.
Pillsbury.
A huge Samoan guy.
Oh.
Come here to do something. Why are we standing around? Let's do something.
The search team arrive at the depot.
He's taking the Jeep? Woody, it's bigger, it has guns.
They climb off the railway pickup and venture out into the devastated depot.
Jeez, Cholo made a mess.
No, Cholo didn't do all this. This is stenches. A lot of them.
Maybe still here.
Riley points at the broken fence.
That's where they came in.
Look, that's where they went out.
Trying to get to the city. I'm gonna go get the ammo. Crack up the Woody and Charlie. Make sure she doesn't hurt herself.
I can take care of myself, okay?
Fine. Charlie, make sure she doesn't hurt anyone else. You, come with me.
Manolette goes with Riley. The others head off in the opposite direction.
Walkers, Mr. Kimbo.
And move them toward the city.
They'll never get across the river.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Learn how to work together.
They're mindless walking corpses, and many of us will be too if you don't stay focused on the task at hand. Zombies, man. They creep me out.
You really think they can get across the water? Well, if you asked me that a week ago, I would have said no. But now, one way or the other, we gotta get our hands on Dead Reckoning.
There's more of them out there. I could hear them.
They're always out there. You all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Riley looks round, then heads off. Handsome Manolette follows, wearing an intense frown and a bullfighter's patch on his right shoulder.
What is in there?
Charlie leads Slack, Motown and Pillsbury across the smoking forecourt around a marquee. Motown and Pillsbury shine their torches around and cover the area with their guns as they enter the marquee and find a converted Woody with guns on the side.
Let's get the keys, guys.
No keys to get. Melt it.
Screw the keys, let's just hotwire the fucking thing.
As Pillsbury climbs into the back, Motown gets behind the wheel of the convertible and fiddles with the dashboard wires.
Yellow to red.
What the fuck does a Samoan know about hotwiring a fucking car?
50,000 cars stolen in Samoa every year.
Yeah? Well, a million in Detroit.
Detroit's got 50 million cars. Samoa, 50,000. Everyone stolen.
Charlie licks his thumb and wets the sight on his carbine.
Charlie, why do you lick your rifle?
Catches the light.
Charlie takes aim.
What light? How can you see anything?
Good eye.
He swings the rifle towards Slack.
Hey. Charlie?
Slack jumps as a zombie collapses behind her with a bullet in its head.
off center, but I got him.
Awesome, man.
Riley and Manolete loiter in the doorway of an ammo shed.
Got a flashlight?
Yeah.
Manolete drops the torch, then bends down to pick it up and shines it across the floor of the darkened shed, settling on a man's booted foot.
Rebecca?
The foot has been severed from someone's leg. The door bangs in the breeze behind them.
Hey, Brubaker.
Manolete shines the torch around.
Brubaker, you there?
You hear that?
Yeah.
Somebody in army fatigue steps out from behind some boxes. It's a zombified Brubaker gnawing on the gory bone of a victim. Riley shoots him in the head.
Keep that thing shining. Let's get ammo. There's 50 caliber around here somewhere. Right here, here's 50.
As Riley unloads reams of ammunition, Manolete hears something and shines the torch at the far wall, where he spots zombies feasting on the ripped-up bodies of dead soldiers.
Jesus Christ.
A female zombie chews a severed arm. Manolete aims.
Whoa, no, not in here. Think about where we are. I'll take a breath. Choose your shots.
Riley opens fire with two handguns. Manolete uses a pistol as they take out the dining stenches. Outside under the marquee, Pillsbury and co. hear the gunshots and look round nervously. Charlie doesn't spot a zombie behind him, silhouetted by the moonlight. Slack turns and spots the zombie, a bride still wearing her veil. Slack shoots the bride in the head.
We're even.
Not! That hurt! I didn't hurt you!
Slack's bullet grazed the side of Charlie's head.
I got it!
Motown starts the car as Riley and Manolete run over and pile in. Two hands grip Manolete's shoulders from behind. He turns and spots a headless zombie in a Vickers collar. The zombie jolts and its head, still connected by bloody sinews, swings over its shoulders and bites Manolete's arm. He shakes it loose, and Charlie shoots it.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Go!
Motown slams her foot down and drives the car out of the burning compound. The car heads down a darkened road that runs through a forest. Pillsbury tends to the wounded Manolete as the others wear grim expressions.
Hey, how long does he have?
Had a little brother bit. Took less than an hour before he turned.
And then what happened?
I shot him.
You said nothing bad ever happened to you.
That happened to my brother.
Yeah. Dead is dead. That ain't you or me.
Slack turns and aims her gun at Manolete.
I'm sorry.
Manolete holds his hand up as Slack shoots him, then turns and slouches in her seat. The others look round at the road ahead. Sutherland chews his fingernails in Kaufman's penthouse. Board members surround the conference table.
I recognize that some of you are concerned, and I want to assure you that if anything goes wrong, measures have been taken. I've established outposts with food and supplies that will support us on our way.
On our way to where?
Anywhere that we want to go. Alternative sites have been chosen for us and our families, as well as necessary support personnel.
What about all the others?
All the others can be replaced by others.
But
you're interrupting me, Bill, and it's bad timing. Just when I was talking about how people can be replaced. A day may come when you earn yourself some responsibilities, but right now the responsibilities are mine. They're all mine. It was my ingenuity that took an old world and made it into something new. I put up the fences to make it safe. I hired the soldiers and paid for their training. I kept the people off the streets by giving them games and vices, which cost me money. But I spend it because the responsibility is mine. Now, do you understand the meaning of the word responsibility? We have to do what we have to do.
On board Dead Reckoning.
Foxy, I know I'm never going to be great, man. I'm never going to be on the list of names of people who've done great things. Because I don't do anything, not one thing. If it wasn't for this truck, I wouldn't be any different than that poor Mexican bastard out there.
Cholo, look, Kaufman might not pay, though.
Kaufman's going to pay, man. But if he doesn't, he knows I'm going to do a jihad on his ass.
Foxy watches as bare-chested Cholo heads over to the wall and opens a sliding panel. He points his harpoon gun through the hatch. A screen next to the open panel shows a zombie aimlessly wheeling a manual lawnmower around a parking lot in green night vision. Cholo fires the harpoon and the zombie drops. In the woody, Slack's driving.
When you hit Route 6, take a right.
How do you know which way to go?
Homing device.
Riley holds a mini-computer with a map and flashing red dot on the screen. They drive past the cabin of a crashed aeroplane.
How long since you've been out here?
I've never been out. I've lived in the city since. It was a real city.
I love her.
Slack stops the car and Riley gets out.
Cover him, Charlie.
Are you working for Kaufman? I'm working for Kaufman. My job is to stop Cholo. Your job is to bring the truck back with or without me, right?
Not without you. No.
Well, that means yes. Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do my job. You're not going to get to do yours. Kaufman is never going to see Dead Reckoning again. And when I get it, I'm going to do what I want with it. Anyone has any problems with that?
You can get out right here.
Some choice.
No choice. Close door.
Keep him covered, Charlie.
Hey, wait. You made us come all the way out here just to steal a fucking truck?
You made a deal, Riley. You're going back on a deal. You've never done that before.
Yeah, if Cholo shells the green, all deals are off. Something worse happens, then, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be out here in a car without a roof.
Riley gets in, and they drive away in the woody. In Dead Reckoning, Cholo's on the radio.
Mouse, you got anything?
No boat, no money, no nothing.
Mouse holds the rat in his hand and strokes it. On board Dead Reckoning.
Both the six packs.
The crew head across to their stations. In the boat shed. Mouse, who listens to music on his headphones, shoots a zombie through a glass door, then steps on his skateboard and rolls across the wooden floorboards towards the broken door, where he peers out into the night. A zombie kid startles Mouse, who rolls backwards. A zombie clown grabs him and bites him. A crowd of zombies descends on Mouse and bite chunks of flesh from his neck, arms and body. Mouse's skateboard drops into the river and floats away. Hundreds of zombies line the docks by the water. Moonlight shines upon them as Big Daddy lurches through the swaying crowd and peers down at the river. Big Daddy regards the glittering Fiddler's Green skyscraper across the river, then spots its reflection on the rippling surface of the water. The grisly zombie leader looks back up at Fiddler's Green, then down again at the water. Big Daddy stretches a foot out and drops into the river. Other zombies look down with wide eyes at the surface of the water. On board Dead Reckoning, Pretty Boy and Anchor load the rockets on the truck's roof. Foxy passes them up from inside.
Six pack loaded.
All right, load the other six. You're not gonna show me any goddamn mercy.
Cholo primes the controls. In the woody, Riley regards the homing device.
I know where Cholo's going.
Where?
Mount Washington. Overlooks the city. But we can beat him there. In that truck, he's got to take the main roads. We can take the back streets.
Right.
Make a right on Ivy, then take a left on Westminster.
You want to go up the hill,
yes,
right?
Yes, I want to go up the
hill. Oh, let's go up the hill.
Slack spins the wheel and mounts the curb, then drives the car up the grassy hill. Mist rises from the river as Big Daddy's bald head breaks the surface in the moonlight. The chief zombie stares up at Fiddler's Green and rises from the water, now on the opposite side of the river. The butcher zombie surfaces, followed by other damp and startled-looking zombies. Mist drifts across the water as dozens of zombies pop up from beneath the surface and make their way forwards. The girl zombie with a hole in her cheek gnashes her teeth. The zombies form a gang behind Big Daddy as they wade towards the riverbank. Hundreds of the shambling ghouls follow Big Daddy as he clears the waterline and makes for the dock up ahead.
Almost midnight, sir.
Pack us up, we might be leaving.
In the boat?
I'd rather be taking dead reckoning, but not available.
Outside, the zombies make their way up the stone steps. The Woody drives past houses on a hillside road and pulls up.
On this hillside, they can shell the green. They're going to be coming up this road, pulling around the corner.
In the vault of the bank in Fiddler's Green, Kaufman stuffs wads of cash into two leather bags. Some people stand around a burning brazier in the ghetto. At a stall, two women kiss passionately. Zombies grab them. The downtown streets are filled with zombies. The Woody pulls up in the driveway of a dilapidated house, and the team climb out. Charlie covers Motown and Pillsbury.
Shh. All right, they're coming. You guys stay here and keep real quiet. I'm gonna try and talk my way inside.
He's gonna steal that truck and leave us here.
Well, he'd never do that. Just look at him, you can tell he'd never do that.
I like that man. You, go help him.
Go.
As Charlie heads off, Motown winks at Pillsbury, who winks back, then knocks her out with a punch. Slack grins at Pillsbury, who smiles back at her. On the road...
Everything's okay back there. It's too late to send me back.
Now put that thing away, put on your best Sunday smile, and just try to look friendly.
I am friendly.
Hey, Cholo! Take a look at this!
Hey, it's Denbo and his idiot. I stopped the truck!
Dead Reckoning stops.
Come on, here.
Slack throws Pillsbury a weapon, and they head around the house.
Hey, Riley, so how'd you get up here?
In the Woody.
I tracked you with this. Forgot to tell you, the truck's got a little transmitter in her belly.
Nah, you're always a smart guy. Always a lot smarter than me, man.
Not saying much.
Open up.
Hey, what are you, fucking nuts?
Open up.
Charlie and Riley take a deep breath, then head towards the truck. Slack and Pillsbury round a corner nearby and take cover behind a cylindrical oil container.
Hey, Charlie.
Cholo holds his harpoon under Riley's chin.
So who's the smart one now? So you were a cripple, here you are still working for the man, aren't you, Riley? But Kaufman said you have to take care of me?
Yeah.
It takes a true friend to stab you right in the front, doesn't it?
That man pulls the trigger, he's dead.
Cholo hears the noise.
Who else is out there?
Kaufman sent some guys with us. We took care of him.
Cholo lowers the harpoon and eyeballs Riley, then steps away.
Cover him. Pretty boy, lock in the target.
Pretty boy keys coordinates into the computer. The covers slip off the rocket launchers on top of the truck. Pretty boy points them at Fiddler's Green.
Running out of time.
I got you now.
In the city, a guard playing cards is grabbed and torn to pieces by zombies. Residents flee the ghetto zone as soldiers back away from the fast-approaching zombie hordes. The soldiers fire on the monsters. Some of the zombies drop, but the mass keeps coming. A soldier's knocked to the floor, then Big Daddy stops the girl zombie from battering the soldier with a baseball bat. Big Daddy shows her how to use the gun. The soldier struggles to draw his weapon as bullets riddle his body. Butcher zombie slices off a soldier's hand with his meat cleaver. The soldier was about to throw a grenade, which explodes beneath him. Motown wakes up with a start. She sits up in the woody and scans around. She climbs out of the car and grabs the huge machine gun from the back. A clock on board Dead Reckoning shows midnight fast approaching.
Hey, you hit that tower square on, you're gonna kill a lot of innocent people. You miss, you hit the city, you're gonna kill a lot of our friends.
Wanna know who killed our friends? Kaufman is the one that's killed our friends. Every time I took out his garbage man, I took out one of our friends, people he wanted off the streets. You turn me into a goon that he's gonna piss all over me? I don't think so.
Outside, a bleeding zombie creeps around the house across the street as Motown hunkers down behind some debris.
What are you gonna get out of this, Cholo?
Hopefully my money.
Money burns.
Yeah, not if it's in a vault.
Riley activates the mini-computer in his pocket as the clock hits midnight.
All right, Mr. Cape won't be needing you anymore.
Cholo flicks the rocket switch. Riley fiddles in his coat pocket and the launcher's covers close. Cholo looks confused.
You said this right?
Yes.
Riley, you did something to it, didn't you, with your fucking little toy?
This?
What the fuck did you do, man? Fix it!
Riley breaks the controller.
Fix it!
No fucking chance.
Outside, Motown spots the pair struggling through the truck's open doorway. Cholo punches Riley in the stomach. Riley spots something on the screen.
Cholo, look out!
Riley kicks Cholo out of the door. Motown fires, then the zombie grabs and bites her neck. Slack puts a bullet in her head. On board the truck, Charlie disarms Foxy and Anchor. Outside, Slack and Pillsbury blow holes in the zombie, then approach the fallen, wincing Cholo. Cholo hauls himself up into a sitting position.
You know, Riley, there's something about you that I always really hated.
You're still here, aren't you?
What do you care? You got what you wanted.
You're hit. How you doing in there, Charlie?
I'm being friendly!
In Fiddler's Green, Sutherland spots Kaufman leaving a lift with his two bags.
What's in the bags?
Money.
Whose money?
Watch out! Get out! Quick! Ours.
Kaufman shoots Sutherland, then answers his radio.
Yes?
We got Cholo.
Kaufman.
I'm here. I just did something that I might not have done otherwise.
Kaufman looks round at the noise. From the hillside road, Riley spots an explosion in the city across the river.
You lied to me, Dumbo. You didn't get the Maury shooting at us.
That's not Cholo, Mr. Kaufman.
Holy shit, they got across the river.
Oh, look at that. I don't even have to blow the place out. The fucking stenches did it for me.
As Nip, his servant, loiters, Kaufman squints through the penthouse window.
We're going back to the city. See if we can help. Pick him up.
Well, where are we going, man? What are we doing? Hey, easy, Gargantua. Come on.
Get him inside, quick.
Not this horse. Not this horse. Take that wood if you still got it.
Fine.
Yeah, me too.
Hey.
Anyone else?
Pillsbury boards as Foxy climbs down.
Where are you gonna go, Cholo?
Well, there's always that outpost in Cleveland.
Haven't heard from them in a while.
Take my chances.
Another explosion rocks the city.
You have no right. No right.
Woody's around the corner. Guns and ammo inside.
Thanks.
Get us back on the main road.
Riley gets on board Dead Reckoning. Anchor shuts the door.
We have blood here. We almost lost you there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It'll be really helpful. Roll me one. Yeah, all right.
Foxy and Cholo stand by as the truck pulls away. Residents flee the ghetto. A man falls and gets trampled as a hulking mustachioed zombie appears and grabs a victim. The mustachioed zombie chops his victim in half with a machete. Chaos reigns as shambling zombies attack the fleeing people. Soldiers open fire, blowing up a VW van. On board Dead Reckoning,
what was built to keep people safe is going to trap them inside. This is Dembo in the Reckoning. Open up those fences and let the people out.
Fences are still hot. We can't cut the juice from here. We're trying to call a power station. There's no one left over there.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
I'll tell you what, there's no one left here either.
Move it!
Riley checks the onboard computer map.
We could rocket those fences.
Gotta get across
the
river.
The bridge is into the city. They're all bricked up.
Well, let's just fucking blast our way through.
No, we can't do that. There's a war going on over there. We cross any of these bridges, we're gonna end up right in the middle of it. We have to come in outside of the throat.
Somehow, Fox, I thought we'd be traveling a lot better style than this, baby.
At least we're still fucking traveling, brother. What?
Cholo pulls his harpoon gun out and fires as a zombie shambles from behind a brick wall.
More foxes to hell.
As Cholo turns, he's grabbed by a skeletal zombie who bites his hand. Cholo skewers the zombie through the eye with a stake, then sits down heavily, clutching his bullet wound. Foxy arrives, gun drawn.
What?
Cholo holds up his bitten hand.
Can you fucking believe it? Nothing works out the way you want it to. You know, something always comes around the corner and just gets you.
Foxy primes his shotgun and takes aim at Cholo.
It's your choice, bro.
Cholo squints up at Foxy.
Nah, you know, I always wanted to see how the other half lives.
On board Dead Reckoning, Riley studies the computer map.
The old JNL can take us over.
It's a drawbridge. They leave it up.
That means it's not guarded. Can you get us there?
Yeah.
Let's go.
People run through the ghetto, pursued by the zombie hordes. A man falls backwards over a wheelbarrow. The hideous zombies descend upon him. As the zombies march inexorably onwards, some of them stop to feast on the living's flesh. The fallen man is ripped in half, spilling his guts all over the concrete ground. A man throws burning Molotov cocktails. Big Daddy punches the man to the floor, then turns and spots a burning zombie. Big Daddy aims his gun at the flailing stench. Big Daddy grits his teeth as the burning zombie drops. The enormous bald-headed Big Daddy looks down and spots a working jackhammer sputtering away on the ground. He bends down and picks it up. As he drills through a slab of concrete with one hand, Big Daddy looks up at Fiddler's Green. Big Daddy looks back as the jackhammer's unplugged. He drags the big tool from behind him. Big Daddy jabs the road with the jackhammer as other zombies pick up spades and axes from the abandoned worksites at the roadside. The tambourine zombie picks up a heavy spanner and drops his tambourine. A hand sticks up, silhouetted against the moonlight. Two zombies rip the limb in half. Foxy drives Cholo into the burning depot. They pull up.
I can stay with you if you want. Nah. This is between me and the man.
Cholo gets out and shuts the door.
Foxy's all yours. Hope you do better than you did with me, man.
Yeah.
Foxy pulls away as Cholo swipes his ID card at the depot door. The door slides open. Cholo makes his way down to the tracks leading underground to Fiddler's Green. He stops at the foot of some steps and adjusts the harpoon gun on his shoulder. Cholo heads onward between the metal tracks. In the posh atrium at Fiddler's Green, people flee as they spot zombies approaching the glass front entrance. Amongst the grotesque, clamoring crowd, Big Daddy raises the jackhammer and pounds away at the glass. The glass splinters, then the zombies use their tools to smash their way through. Big Daddy lurches into the high-ceilinged atrium and scans around. The well-dressed residents run for it as the zombies head inside. Some people are dragged down by the zombies. A middle-aged guy in a suit is thrust against a window and bitten on the neck. Blood fountains onto the glass. A young woman has a piercing ripped from her belly button. The bloody-mouthed zombie spits the ring from his mouth. Dead Reckoning stops by a raised drawbridge.
There it is. Let's hope it's still wired into the grid.
Slack peers at the bridge as Riley heads outside.
Shut the hatch just in case. When I get the bridge down, you come pick me up.
Riley heads across the bridge towards the control hut.
How do you work this thing? It's just like a video game.
As Riley draws his gun to shoot the padlocks on the hut's doors, Slack fires a blast from the truck.
What the fuck are you doing?
Making myself useful.
The door falls off its hinges behind Riley. Ghetto dwellers and Fiddler's Green residents alike run towards the fences on the city's perimeter. A man in a suit and tie and expensive-looking overcoat stops the crowd and throws a metal bar at the wired fence. The wires in the fence crackle and spark. Riley throws a lever in the control hut by the bridge. The lights come on outside. On board Dead Reckoning, Slack and Pretty Boy look round suspiciously. A nervous-looking anchor scans around as they all listen to noises coming from outside.
Stunches.
Starboard.
Pretty Boy and Charlie spot dozens of zombies on the screens.
They're behind us too.
Slack looks out of the window and spots zombies clawing at the truck's side, out of the gun's range.
Did you get a shot?
In the control hut, Riley struggles with another lever. He puts his gun down and pulls with both hands. A red light flashes as the mechanism to lower the bridge grinds into action. Outside, a zombie attacks Riley, who forces it back against the hut wall.
Now shoot!
Riley struggles to pick up his fallen gun as he wrestles with the zombie. Riley holds the zombie down as the bridge lowers above him. The iron mechanism decapitates the zombie, whose head falls into the river below. Riley retrieves his gun, then hurries over towards Dead Reckoning.
We'll never get in here.
Neither will Riley.
Unlock the roof hatch, Pretty Boy.
Riley spots the zombies and stops.
Oh, shit.
Riley, open the roof!
Okay.
Riley fires on the zombies as he sprints towards the truck, then clambers up its front windscreen. Slack spots him.
Roll!
Pretty Boy puts the truck in reverse.
What are you doing? Forward! I'm gonna shoot these bastards.
The truck heads back, crushing some zombies beneath its wheels as Riley clambers towards the roof. The truck stops. A legless zombie hauls himself up the back ladder as Pretty Boy guns down the zombies out front. Riley's forced against the windscreen as the truck motors forward towards the bridge. Slack gives Riley a sympathetic look. Riley makes it onto the roof as the truck speeds over the lowered bridge, with the legless zombie clinging to the ladder on the back. In the city by the fence...
Get out of the way! Hello? Hello?
The suited man drops the radio. The trapped crowd of people spot approaching zombies on the road behind them.
Road and send up some sky flower!
Got her!
The firework launcher on the top of Dead Reckoning spins round and fires. The zombies shambling towards the trap crowd of people stop and look up at the sky as it lights up with exploding fireworks.
Oh, thank God.
The zombies stand transfixed, then one wide-eyed ghoul looks down at the people trapped nearby. More zombies follow suit, and the herd starts moving again. The suited man's face falls as he spots the approaching monsters. In the atrium of Fiddler's Green, the zombies clumsily wreck a nice little cafe. A zombie traps itself in a yellow parasol and falls onto the floor.
Watch it now. Oh my God. Downstairs, the car.
Nip unlocks the door. Kaufman locks eyes with the approaching Big Daddy, who drops his jackhammer.
You bastard, you have no right!
Kaufman lands a couple of body hits, but Big Daddy keeps coming.
Let's go! Come on, let's go!
An underground car park.
All right, we're going to the boat.
Be careful when you open that door.
Should I call a crew, sir?
No, I'll call.
Nip unlocks a parked limo, then hurries over to the garage door as Kaufman gets into the back seat. In a nearby corridor, the shadow of Cholo appears on a connecting door. Cholo heads for the door, his harpoon slung over his shoulder. In the back of the limo, Kaufman tries his phone.
God damn it! The fuck!
Nip opens the garage door and peers at the ramp outside. In the car, Kaufman puts a drink down. Big Daddy's at the window.
The rabbit's dead!
Come back here, you son of a bitch! You got the fucking keys!
Nip runs away up the ramp. Big Daddy shakes the limo. Kaufman aims his pistol at the window. Kaufman looks at his empty gun with an alarmed expression. Big Daddy looks round and spots a petrol pump. He reaches for the nozzle. Kaufman squints as Big Daddy holds the nozzle aloft and sprays petrol. Big Daddy rams the nozzle through the windscreen, which stays intact but for the hole. Kaufman taps controls on the limo's roof. Petrol pumps out of the pump and onto the dashboard. Big Daddy leaves the nozzle rammed through the windscreen and heads off towards the garage door. Kaufman watches as Big Daddy lopes up the ramp towards the outside world. Petrol continues to pump out of the nozzle onto the dashboard. Kaufman opens the back door and climbs out of the limo. He takes the nozzle from the windscreen. Kaufman grips his pistol and heads over to the two leather bags which are on the ground. He unzips one of them. Petrol continues to pump onto the ground as Kaufman finds an ammo clip and reloads his gun. Cholo steps into the car park from the corridor and fires his harpoon. The harpoon misses Kaufman, who fires back, hitting Cholo, who stumbles but doesn't fall. Cholo remains in the shadows as Kaufman fires again and hits his body. Cholo throws his harpoon gun down and steps forward through the shadows as Kaufman stands wearing an anxious frown.
Fucking spick bastard.
Kaufman fires and hits Cholo in the shoulder. Cholo drops against a nearby pillar and sinks to the ground. Kaufman grabs the bags and dumps them on the bonnet of the dusty-looking limo. He takes a spare set of keys from one of the bags. Cholo steps into the shadows behind Kaufman, who turns.
Ah, you're dead. Oh my God, you are dead.
As a zombified Cholo steps into the light and grabs Kaufman, Big Daddy rolls a burning Molotov tin down the ramp. The flames ignite the pool of petrol and a huge explosion rips through the car park, blowing the limo, Kaufman and zombie Cholo to flying pieces. Big Daddy stands by and watches the flames as burning money flutters to the ground. On the roof of Dead Reckoning, Riley opens the rocket launchers as the legless zombie clambers up behind him.
Number one's clear! Go for number two!
I don't normally need that many.
Don't bother! Come on down!
Riley drops into the truck.
Blow the fences.
Pretty Boy stops the truck on the deserted road outside the fences. The crew on board wear grim expressions as they spot a herd of zombies feasting on the other side. Riley stares glumly at the horror show. Riley frowns.
Skyflowers don't work no more.
Shoot.
But there's people.
Those people are all dead. Shoot, Charlie.
Charlie pushes a button and a rocket fires. Several more rockets fire towards the fences and vaporize the pile of feasting zombies amidst a series of big explosions. Riley and crew watch ashen-faced as bodies and body parts fly everywhere. Pretty Boy shakes her head at the smoldering ruins.
We're too late.
Slack steps forward in the truck and the others stare as people appear from behind a wall. Riley and Slack's expressions soften as the survivors group together beyond the burning wreckage.
You saved them.
Dozens, then hundreds of people begin to flow towards the smoldering ruins. On board Dead Reckoning, Slack smiles at Riley. Charlie breathes a big sigh. Mulligan leads survivors past Dead Reckoning. He stops by Riley, Charlie, and Slack.
You staying or leaving?
You?
Leaving. Unless you need my help.
Ah. Why don't you stick around? You're turning this place into what we always wanted it to be.
Maybe. Then what will we turn into?
We'll see, won't we?
Mulligan salutes and heads off. His smirking son primes a shotgun and follows.
You want to go to Canada now, Riley?
Sure, if no one has any objections.
No, we'll take you with us.
Try to make myself useful.
Anchor, load the guns, we're hitting the road.
The legless zombie drops onto anchor. Ah! Riley and co. draw their guns and rush to the truck. Pillsbury chucks the dead zombie from the doorway.
Now we can go.
Pillsbury brushes his hands together and heads into the truck. The others follow him. Riley heads over to the windscreen and looks out at the underpass, where he spots a group of zombies heading up a walkway. One of the zombies stops. Riley picks up binoculars and looks through them. He focuses on Big Daddy, who stands on the walkway with his teeth bared. Big Daddy heads off. On board Dead Reckoning, Pretty Boy grabs the joystick that controls the guns.
Oh, you're just looking for a place to go. Same as us.
Riley steps away from the windscreen.
Fire off what's left inside those tubes. Not gonna need it anymore.
The zombies make their way up the walkway, silhouetted against the night. Slack and Riley exchange a glance. To Pretty Boy.
Take us north.
Dead Reckoning motors along the open road as fireworks explode above them in the night sky. ICFC audio description by Alex Newman.